Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A week after a left-wing lunatic judge decided the life of a Republican-appointed Supreme Court justice was worth 8 of the 30 years that the Department of Justice asked for, just 8 of the 30 years, no surprise, we get another left-wing lunatic, complete with a manifesto that reads like a CNN transcript. Grievances, ICE facilities, and SCOTUS. Outside what's called the Red Mass, it's very well publicized, honors Supreme Court justices at a Catholic church that several of them are known to attend. This was won by a cardinal. They do it every year, honoring them. And he was just sitting outside with more than 200 explosive devices waiting to kill them. Handed his manifesto to cops while trying to detonate the explosives. What would have given him the idea, Lee, that he could maybe get away with this? I mean, like, think about the internet fame you'd get. Maybe you'd be as beloved as Luigi Mangione, yeah, exactly. A true cult and folk hero, and you only got to serve 8 years? That's, like, actually a pretty good deal, really. I'm talking about Supreme Court justice, yeah. 8 years. I mean, that's not a bad year, a bad deal. And Senator Ted Cruz pointed this out. Police, and it's just hit Fox News just there, it's breaking news about the liberal lunatic. And again, complete with manifesto, over 200 explosives devices that worked. Just waiting for the Supreme Court justices to come out of that mass. They attended. So, another week, another left-wing loon with a manifesto that reads like a CNN transcript. Here's Ted Cruz saying, look, we have got to stop these judges. We have got to reassert the idea that if you're on the right, your life has value and it's not okay to kill you.
I actually urge the Speaker of the House today to impeach this radical judge who sentenced the person that tried to murder your and my friend Brett Kavanaugh to 8 years, did a 22-year downward departure. And the reason she did is she said the murderer is transgender, so apparently it's okay to try to murder a Supreme Court justice. I think the House should impeach him, and we should have a trial in the Senate. That is not good behavior. It is ridiculous, and she's unfit to be a judge. Wow.
Yeah, she said that because Trump had changed the rules about incarceration, so men have to serve with men in federal prison, women serve with women, that would be cruel and unjust punishment beyond the sentence. And so the judge used that, Lee, as the excuse to say, well, I'm not going to give 30 years. This person is transgender. I'm just only going to give 8 years.
Well, actually, Trump didn't change the rules. Trump went back to the usual common sense, commonly accepted practice of men being in men's prisons and women being in women's prisons. He returned to what, the rest of the world does.
Yeah, well, so that's cruel and unusual punishment. So the judge dramatically lightened sentence. So keep in mind, this person they came with zip ties to kill Kavanaugh and the whole family, only gave up when they saw the security crews and that they could not get any further. So that's what we're dealing with. And it's okay. So Republican life is worth less, we're learning. And this is becoming a problem. Folks, I've told you about the Russian Revolution for a very long time. The power of the Marxist thugs in the streets, and you're seeing those very same people in Chicago and Portland, was derived not from the fact they had big numbers, but from the fact that no one would convict them for torturing and killing people. If you voted as a juror in pre-Soviet Russia to convict them, they would be at your house torturing you in front of your family that night. And so they were absolutely lawless. And they also had a lot of sympathizers within the judiciary. And that's how they got away with it. That's how they got so much power that no one dared speak in public. You saw the same thing in the Weimar Republic in the run-up to Nazi Germany with the black shirts and the brown shirts. The black shirts were the communists, and of course the brown shirts were the socialists. If you were not with them and you try to give a political speech, no matter what you were saying, they'd beat you in the audience. We're watching it again. It takes the justices to create this level of violence. Did you hear what just happened in Asheville?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lunatic leftist, another one, threatened state troopers escorting the Trump motorcade last year with a knife, spat on children, and tried to knife the troopers. That worth any time in prison, you think?
Oh, I would say so, but not much.
Leif Brynjolf Johnson will serve 15 days in jail for attacking Trump's supporters, state troopers, and spitting on a child and pulling a knife on police who attempted to stop him. This is a Buncombe County jury, so that's Asheville.
And he was also hassling a military veteran in a wheelchair.
Oh, you know, typical leftist.
Yeah.
So here's what's crazy about this. The liberal jury, and this is the good news, because there would be several liberals on it if it's Asheville. That place is crazy. So they actually convicted him on two felony counts. But the judge went, 15 days in the custody of the Buncombe County Sheriff. Well, that already covered time served and out the door he went, I guess, to get another knife. And I don't know, we go show up at another Supreme Court Justice Mass or maybe just try to get Trump. I don't know. It's getting to the point if you tried to hurt or kill Trump or any of us, that is a mark in your honor before these left-wing judges, and they'll let you go. I mean, this is what we just saw.
Yeah, it's a resume enhancement.
Yes! This is what we just saw in Sacramento. Guy opens fire into the ABC newsroom, right through the glass, intimidates ABC into not airing the Charlie Kirk tribute. They put it on YouTube. They were terrified they'd be killed. He's got a manifesto in his car vowing to kill Dan Bongino, Cash Patel, and Donald Trump next. He's out in 24 hours. They wouldn't even hold him. And I guarantee you that judge went into those back quarters and laughed her butt off. Thought it was funny. Our system won't hold them back. And so when people say, well, why is the military in the streets? Why do we need to send the guard? This is why. This is why. Two-tier justice on the streets. And it works the other way, too. We're seeing this now. This is very interesting, okay? You're seeing the two-tier justice on the streets. Nick Sorter, who's a very popular conservative reporter on X, goes to Portland. He's knocked over. His camera equipment's destroyed. He's beaten, literally knocked to the ground and beaten. It's on video. Right in front of Portland police. They do nothing. Because why? Because Antifa is now the highest law enforcement authority on the streets of Portland. When he gets up and walks over to the police figuring they'll stop Antifa from beating me. I can go there, right, for protection. I played the audio. They arrest him and not the Antifa thugs. Again, folks who lived through the Weimar Republic, which was pre-Nazi in Germany, would recognize this. So would folks who lived through the Russian Revolution. This is how they get they're empowered. There is no higher authority on the streets of Portland right now than Antifa. And that is why we have to go in. That is what has changed. It's not that Trump's a dictator. It's that this we have got to stop ultimately this two-tier justice system. You can see it in blue areas. They are increasingly, either the judges or their juries or both, are increasingly unwilling to indict, unwilling to convict, or unwilling to sentence if there's either the question of the value of the life of a right-wing person or Supreme Court justice or the person's a perceived left-winger.
It's one thing when you have judges that make an incorrect decision after a crime has been committed and a person is on trial, but it's a whole other thing when law enforcement makes a judgment decision on whether a crime that is ongoing is worth stopping.
You mean kind of like when Chicago PD is given the order by the patrol chief not to respond when ICE is under attack and calling for backup like that?
Which is not a right-wing conspiracy. There are transcripts and there's the actual audio of the conversation that is available anywhere you want to find it.
Yep. Transcripts leaked out from the dispatch center. By the way, the prosecutor in Portland, who is supposed to prosecute Nick Sorter for not succumbing to the Antifa beating, dismissed the charges, saying he can't prove disorderly conduct by Nick Sorter. They charged him with disorderly conduct and let the Antifas who beat him go. Two-tier justice. And this is what we got to break the back of. This cannot persist.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.